That means we get to say good morning to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Gonesh. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Abougini. Ça va très bien, merci.
Interesting days in South Africa, Monsieur. I'll tell you that much. But that being said, though, apparently Putin accuses the West of blackmailing Africa.
Yes, indeed. Blackmailing, intimidating, pressurizing Africa. This is not what we will do, he says. As he prepares to host the Russia-Africa summit in Sochi. He's saying to the 47 African leaders who will be there that Russia will provide or help provide African solutions to African problems. So that's playing to the African tune. Eh? He knows that Russia wants to improve, very much boost its relations with Russia wants to boost relations with Africa, then they have to deal with the likes of China, the United States, India, Turkey, who have all redoubled their efforts in getting better dealings with Africa. Now, I mean, this is the fastest growing market, of course, on the planet. All the demographics show that this is the continent of the future, provided certain things like education and so on are properly managed. But immediately there are great political advantages. For example, you're good friends with Africa, then you have a friend at the United Nations. You'll get the votes and at other international fora. So there's immediate political advantages to dealing with Africa and longer term economic advantages. And so there's Russia picking up behind those other countries I've mentioned that have concentrated on improving ties with Africa.
And I think when we talk about Botswana these days, Monsieur, we are all crossing fingers. We are all hoping that Botswana doesn't become another one of those nations where when we talk about elections, we talk in violence.
Well, you know, Botswana is a paragon, as it were. I've covered the election after election in Botswana. And, of course, we have the PDP, who've been in power since independence in 1966. But what has happened there is Ian Khama stood down after two terms, as he should. And it's Mokgweetsi Masisi, and he simply haven't got on. So much so that Khama now supports the Umbrella for Democratic Change. And Duma Boko, their presidential candidate, their election tomorrow is the tightest in the history of that country. And this is a country that's been very calm for decades and, as I say, a paragon of democracy. So it will take some upsetting, but, you know, once it happens, it takes some settling afterwards. So we really do hope that the Tswana have their election tomorrow, that it goes peacefully. And if it is an interesting election, well, that they learn to live with the result. Because, you know, I'm one of those that says that when you ask me how the election has gone and I say it's been boring, then that may not be the best news that journalists want to hear, but it certainly is for the local residents. A boring election is a good election.
And a study recently done apparently shows that African migrants are mostly in jobs when they are headed for Europe.
You know, this really surprises me. But I have to say, it's not the question you actually ask migrants, is it? I've interviewed migrants all over the world, but certainly those that I saw and spoke to in Turkey and those I spoke to now last week earlier this month anyway, in Tunisia. The other question I asked, look, do you have a job now? In fact, the ones in Tunisia said, we don't have a job, we don't have prospects, and that is worse than death. So we might as well risk our lives crossing the Mediterranean to try to get to Europe. But this is a study of nearly 2,000 migrants from 39 African countries, and they were interviewed in 13 European nations where they got to. 58% of them were employed or in school when they headed out. And most of them were in jobs that had competitive wages. So they were not doing badly. The reason is that they just felt that the governments do not meet their aspirations. So they're unhappy with the way they're being governed. And I mean, that might be corruption and other things may come into that. But so interestingly, Abs, that when they get there, the gender gap in wages disappears. And women are earning more, 11% more than men, having earned nearly a quarter or 26% less than men back home. They earn 11% more than men when they get to Europe. And more women, in fact, are sending money home, even those that don't have jobs yet. More women are sending money home. And you know that the remittances coming from people abroad is one of the big sources of income for African countries.
Yeah, well, anyways, that's actually quite interesting, I must say. That's really not something you expect. Anyways, monsieur, merci beaucoup for joining us on the show this morning. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.